need to move. I was a bit worried about whether Taryn was enjoying himself. Not because he looked old, he appeared to be around my age, in his mid-30s, but because he gave off a vibe that I couldn't help but classify as accountant. He was the personification of the word nice. Everything about him was mildly pleasant. His brown eyes were innocuous, his voice had absolutely no accent, his brown hair was cut short, but not super short, and his face was indistinguishable from a thousand other men. He looked like a perfectly respectable, ordinary, white bread kind of guy. Whereas I was anything but white bread, at least ethnically speaking. "It's quite effective, isn't it?" he answered at the same volume as my question. "Effective?" I bellowed back. "The glamour, I mean. Even back here, at the fringe of the crowd, it's very potent." I stared at him. What the hell was he talking about? Maybe I'd made a mistake agreeing to a date, but I had figured that a public location like the Goth Fair was safe enough. I must have misheard. "I've never heard the band before, and my family has lived in this area since I was a little kid, but they're good. Different. The music makes me feel..." I stopped, not only because my throat was starting to hurt from shouting everything, but also because I hesitated to admit the odd feeling that had come over me. Taryn might be giving off the vibe of being just an ordinary guy, but I wasn't about to risk saying something that could have very bad consequences. "Horny?" he asked, still bopping along to the music. My eyes widened. Could he tell that I was suddenly possessed with a desire to kiss him? To touch him? To feel his skin on mine? Desperately, I shoved down those thoughts. Taryn may very well be a nice guy, but that didn't mean I should be thinking about him touching me, and vice versa.
That's all right," he yelled, putting an arm around me and pulling me against his body.
He smiled, his eyes not expressing anything but friendly interest. "Trust me," they seemed to say, "I'm a clean accountant."
"There's no reason to be embarrassed. It's not as if you could resist the urge."
I leaned into him for a moment, breathing in the smell of soap, shampoo, and nice man. My inner hussy swooned at the feel of him and the clean smell that surrounded him, but my brain pointed out that there was nothing so special about him that warranted his last comment.
Yeah.
With more strength than I thought possible, I pushed away from him. He didn't look offended, thankfully. He just gave me a bland smile and took my hand. We listened to the band until the song ended, at which point he suggested that we see the rest of the fair. "I've seen most of it already," I told him when we left the big tent. It was located at one end of the U-shaped arrangement of vendor and attraction booths that constituted Goth Fair proper. I pointed to the sign that hung off the entrance of the tent. "I saw the main magic act earlier today, and herregud, was it amazing. Have you seen the magician? It's a father and son act, and they do this trick with eggs that gave me goosebumps."
"Herregud?"
Taryn's brows pulled together in a little puzzled frown. "Sorry, it's a Swedish colloquialism. It's kind of on par with holy cats or oh my god or something like that."
"I thought you were American,"
Taryn asked, his hand still holding mine as we strolled down the main aisle of the fair. There were a few people out still, visiting the various booths to have their fortunes told, palms read, or any of the other fun, faux creepy things that the fair people offered up. "I am. Mom is from Ireland, and my dad is from Senegal. He met my mom while he was in New York City, studying to be an architect. She was playing the harp in Central Park. He stopped to watch her and said he fell in love with her right on the spot." I stopped talking, wondering why on earth I was telling him so much about my family.
"How did you end up here?"
he asked, waving a hand around that I took to mean Sweden rather than the Goth Fair itself. "Dad got a job with IKEA. And no, I don't know how to put furniture together. I'm all thumbs when it comes to things like that." He held up my hand and pretended to admire it.
"Your fingers look perfectly fine to me.
So what would you like to do? We've already had our palms read. Have you been to the personal time travel advisor? I'm told she's very good."
I looked at the booth he pointed to. "Not really my thing. I'm perfectly content with the here and now."
"Ah, a traditionalist? Let's see, piercings?"
We both looked at the body piercing booth.